New York State lawmakers did not include legalized recreational marijuana in the state budget earlier this year. But sponsors of the legislation say they're introducing a new bill that they hope stands a better chance at becoming law. Karen DeWitt reports.
Senator Liz Krueger, a Manhattan Democrat who is a longtime supporter of legalizing the drug, says the new bill incorporates some of the ideas the governor and legislature came up with when they talked about the issue during budget talks.
We've attempted to take all of the negotiated agreements that took place during budget negotiations and expand our bill.
The bill includes the establishment of a single government unit to manage and regulate all cannabis-related products, including hemp and CBD products, which currently are sold widely but are unregulated. The assembly sponsor, Majority Leader Crystal Peoples-Stokes, a Buffalo Democrat, says the measure still includes a provision that she supports. It would allocate some of the revenues collected from taxes on the sale of the drug to communities adversely affected by marijuana prohibition.
A certain percentage of it will go towards communities that have been negatively impacted by the mass incarceration.
She says there will also be money to help police enforce safe driving rules.
And a certain percentage of it will go for research and drug prevention and treatment.
In addition, the measure would seal the criminal records of people convicted of misdemeanor marijuana-related charges. Senator Krueger says the Senate does not have enough votes right now to pass the bill, and she's looking to the Assembly to approve the measure first. She also wants Governor Andrew Cuomo, who has said he backs legalized marijuana, to help convince senators who are on the fence. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.